Yes.
I thought to be self-critical is a way to improve yourself, to know how and like where you need to improve yourself. So how is being self-critical something like not good for yourself?
Yeah, I in my opinion, like, because I also had that thought, like, I need to kind of, you know, beat myself often so that I can fall into line but then I found that that actually sapped, like, took a lot of energy away. Like, with metta for yourself, you have a lot more energy. So, like, you can know there in Buddhism there is right and wrong, and there is things we should and shouldn't do. But the problem occurs when our ideals are so high that we can't possibly meet them. So, like, you know, I came here and I thought, like, okay, if I spend 8 months here and just, I don't know why I thought 8 months, but 8 months and practice as hard as I can, then I'll be enlightened. And and then when you get to 8 months and you're not enlightened, it's like, then it's like, well, you know, you idiot, you know, like, you weren't practicing hard enough. And so it's just unrealistic. I think if like a criticism or whatever, it's realistic, but it has to be, if it's not out of goodwill for ourselves, if it's out of the angle of like trying to destroy or kill our defilements, then that might be less useful than if it's from the angle of like trying to lift ourselves, maybe lift ourselves out of it, lift ourselves out of the defilements. But you kind of need both.